Your shirt. I'll say that on the
Yeah.
I'll say that when we get going.
And the hat.
Yeah, I got that.
All right. So here we are, another episode of Over Ask, presented by the Broke Agent, hosted by myself, Matt Leonetti. Today, we have an extremely special guest, especially for me. As you can already tell, I am decked out head to toe, even wearing the
sweats.
You're
looking good, Matt. You're looking good.
We have Maurizio Umansky, the CEO and founder of The Agency, on today. Maurizio, thank you so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it. How you doing? Good?
Man, I'm just happy to finally meet you. And, you know, I've been following your Instagram now for a little while, and it's just brilliant. I love everything you do. So I'm really excited to virtually meet you. I can't wait to see you out here for our, you know, our agency forum, you know, later on this September. Hopefully it actually happens, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping too. It's funny you say that, because Eric had a couple questions, the Broke Agent. I'm sure you've met before. He's told me about.
I know Eric. Yeah, for sure. We've had. Yeah, I'm notoriously known for not calling him back after our meeting.
Oh yeah. Oh good. Good. Yeah, he told me you had a meeting. I was hoping you were going to say you didn't have a meeting at all.
Yeah, no, we had a meeting. He's a good dude. I love him. He's just great, and I love what they do on their page and what they're doing with their podcast and all that stuff. So it's just all good.
He's very fond of you. Very, very fond of you. And he asked me to ask you what you thought of my videos. So you saying that, it's very nice. Thank you very much.
Got it. I didn't even know you were going to ask me that, and I just got right into it. I think your videos are awesome. I think there was a Chris Dyson told me, he goes, "You watching Matt Leonetti's videos?" And I go, "What? What are you talking about?" He goes, "Oh man, you got to go get on this shit." And so I quickly, you know, searched for you and found you, and I was like, yeah, thank God I got on this shit. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate it, especially coming from you. Means a lot. This is a very special episode, like I said, because I mean, we've had some big guests on right away. People you know, we've had Jordan Cohen on, we've had Ryan Serhant, but it's different here because, you know, you're the founder, CEO of The Agency. I'm an agent at The Agency. So, you know, one wrong move here and I'm back at Keller Williams. You know what I mean? So
you better watch out, man.
I better watch out. That's the thing. So, you know, not that there's anything wrong with Keller Williams, but I like it here. I like it here. It's the best brokerage I've ever been at. We'll get into that. But I want to ask you, you know, what was your thought process opening the agency? Did you see an opportunity that other brokerages weren't giving to agents? Was that your biggest kind of thing?
I think there were multiple things that we saw. You know, number one is I reached a level in my career where I became the number one agent in California a couple of years in a row, number seven in the nation, number three in the nation. I never got number one in the nation. But then, you know, when I realized that there was only a couple of more spaces to go to become number one, it kind of just was not exciting enough for me. Number two was that I also felt that some of the stuff that was getting me to that level of success was teachable and repeatable. And it was actually something that if we actually took it more to a brokerage level versus just an individual level, that it actually could be a lot more powerful, a lot better. And, you know, now the dream was always to start growing nationally, internationally. And you can see that, you know, now we're in Toronto and in, you know, Vancouver, Victoria, and in Mexico and in Turks and Caicos and, you know, all over the place. We're opening up the East Coast very strong right now. Bethesda's open. We're about to open up Connecticut. We've got something coming in Long Island. Really interested in, you know, the Florida market. We're going to expand there a lot stronger. But it was really to build, at the time when I did this, there was, it was the real estate's been very archaic. Okay. I mean, it really has. I mean, we were one of the last ones to adopt technology. I remember, you know, the World Wide Web, right? The internet, right? Was everything was on it. Every business was on it. And not yet I was still searching for properties in a book, right?
Right.
So
right.
We were always kind of the last ones for some weird reason to adopt technology in real estate. Now it's catching up fast, you know, it's starting to catch up kind of relatively quickly. But the all of the big brokerage firms were carrying a bunch of weight. They're all titanics, if you will, and they couldn't be nimble and they couldn't, you know, make changes. So I felt that there was a great opportunity to create a brokerage that can be nimble, that had, you know, really used technology to its advantage, had 100% participation in a CRM, really the entire brokerage working through one CRM system. And I just thought that that was going to be something that was going to be different. And then from the marketing side, which is what you do with your videos, really, and that's kind of the funner side, right?
Yeah.
It's really all about creating, selling real estate through lifestyle and through having fun, right? And not just the four bedrooms, the three baths, the granite countertops, and, you know, the Miele appliances. Like, you know, let's go have some fun, right? Yeah. Like, what are we doing in this house? We're going to go to, you know, there's a great park to walk to and take your kids. There's a, you know, the best coffee shop around the corner that you've ever been to is happens to be right around this corner, right? You're near, you know, the yacht club. You know, you love to, like, whatever that lifestyle is, really sell, you know, property through lifestyle. We were the first ones to really do that. And now everybody has copied us. And now it's, you know, some people do it great. Some people do it poorly. Agents do it on their own. brokerages do it on their own. But that's, you know, that's flattering, you know, and that's very flattering. I remember Robert Refkin from Compass. He and I were in the back of about to come out on a conference. We were going to be on the same panel. And he said to me, he says, you know, Mauricio, we copy all your marketing. And I go like, well, I guess that's kind of flattering. And it's kind of cool that you tell me at least straight to my face. He goes, well, why reinvent something when you could just copy the best? I'm like, all right, well, thanks, man.
That's
the only one that's ever actually admitted it, which is kind of cool.
That's the highest compliment you can get when people start copying what you're doing. That's amazing. And that's what drew me. I mean, the agency, I'm with Peter Torkin out here, who's amazing. He's high regard down here, and we absolutely love him. And that's when we started talking. He sent me one of your like promo, the agency kind of promo vids. And I watched that and I was hooked. And I've always been, there's always been something missing for me in a brokerage. And I really, really found that here. There was no, you know, it wasn't like Peter didn't
come. This is the part of the interview where you're just trying to keep your job, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to keep my job right now. So exactly. So I'm just, you know, that's what I'm doing here. But Peter sent me that, and you know, I was just like, this is exactly what I need. And you almost have, I feel like the agency has almost like we rebel against the industry. And that's kind of the whole brand. And that's what really resonated with me. And the fact that Peter didn't just try and tell me a bunch of shit I wanted to hear. And that told me a lot about, that's how I am when I go into appointments, stuff like that. I'm not going to go give you a home evaluation and just tell my client something they want to hear. I'm going to tell them the real price of the house. You know, I think that's often overlooked in real estate. So I got here and I love it. And the culture, everything. I always hear about culture in every brokerage, you know, and then you get in on a Monday morning and no one fucking talks to you.
And it's the same shit over and over again, right?
That's
it doesn't
the thing.
Matter where you're at. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I joined, I had I did the joining video with the baseball thing, and everyone reached out. It was incredible the amount of support I got right off the bat from you, from everyone all over, you know, the States, Canada. Everyone reached out, and it's been a family. Like, it's been a family ever since.
I'm so glad that was your experience. Obviously, we try hard to make, you know, great experiences for not only our agents, our customers, our consumers. I mean, that's the key thing, you know, the key factor is to try to make great experiences all the way around. We're not perfect and we fail sometimes. I've heard some failure stories, but we do our best.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are
and
you?
And we care, right? I think everybody has a high give a shit factor, which is really at the end of the day, what matters most. Cause that's, you can make mistakes, have a high give a shit factor, and that, you know, those mistakes get corrected relatively quickly.
Right. So what are you looking for in your agents when you're hiring people? Cause we don't have a lot of agents. I mean, it's quality over quantity for sure at the agency. So what are you really looking for in an agent?
It, you nailed it. It's quality over quantity. It's people that are, they're good people. And a good person doesn't mean you have to be a lazy person. I'm not talking about good, you know, I'm talking about just good ethics, high customer service value. They really want to deliver to their clients the best possible experience. But you're a go-getter, right? Like, you're not going to take no for an answer. I want somebody that, you know, you're on a date, you come out of the movies, you go to the restaurant, it's 9:58, you say, can we have a table for two? The hostess says, sorry, the kitchen's closing at 10. You look at your watch and you're like, great, I got 2 minutes to order, get me in, right? Yeah. I don't want the guy that's like leaving and like trying to figure out where else to go eat. Like, sorry, babe, we can't eat today, right? You know, let's get on it, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for, you know, hungry people. We're looking for good people. You know, we can groom. We've had some amazing success and stories. And to me, that's the happiest moment when I see, you know, a guy or a girl, you know, doing $8 million a year, you know, they've sold 8 homes. They've been working at any brokerage. You know, you mentioned Keller Williams, I'll pick on them for 2 seconds. That actually happened to be our biggest success stories is Keller Williams agents, to be quite honest with you, because the training that goes on at Keller Williams is the best training in the country. You know, so when we're able to get a Keller Williams agent to then come to the agency and then have the power of the agency brand behind them after they've gone through that type of training, and then they get into this new environment, we've just seen some extraordinary success stories, people going from $8 million to $60 million or to $80 million. And that's what we love the most. We don't need to go recruit the $100 million agent. We'd rather turn a $10 million agent into a $100 million agent. And that's what we get, you know, super, you know, we love that, you know, over, and we're patient. It doesn't happen overnight, right? The agent has to be, I mean, it happens, you know, sometimes it happens over 2-3 years, which is an extraordinarily fast pace, you know, to get there. And sometimes it takes 5 or 6, but we've seen it over and over and over again. And what we end up doing is, you know, having the best agents, grooming the best agents with the clients, having the best experiences. And it's just awesome to watch.
Right. I absolutely agree. I was with Keller. They do have some good training, stuff like that, but yeah, that's what I've seen. And one thing I will say, with the back to the promo vid I got, you said this quote, and it's not the quote I think you think I'm going to say, but I wrote it down here because I love this quote. You said, in order to be great, you've got to dare to be bad.
Love that quote.
I love that quote. And that grabbed me. And I said, you know, where do I sign?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Also, the name is like the sickest name ever. How do you even get that? The agency.
How crazy is that, right? So I was in the shower and we were trying to think of, I was trying to think of names, and I'm like, I want to start this company, but I really, you know, I worked for a company that was named after, you know, two people, right? And so I just didn't like, every time I paid for advertising, and they were working agents, and, you know, I'm a working agent too, but I didn't like that every time I paid for advertising, I was advertising their names, yeah. Right? And it was all on my dollar, and it's like, oh, but, you know, so it just used to bother me. So I'm just obviously thinking and thinking and thinking. And what I do a lot of my great thinking in the shower. So, you know, sometimes I'm known for taking, I have a big water heater. Like I'm known for taking,
I'm
you know, 1 hour showers.
Same. That's where my videos come from, in the shower.
Yeah. So I'm in there and I'm in there and I'm in there and I'm like, what can I do that's just generic? And like, you know, the firm and all of these companies. And I'm like, the agency, like, there's no way. I'm like, this is fucking brilliant. I jump out of the shower. I'm all wet. I go to my computer and I start typing it in. And I'm like, come on, it's actually available?
Yeah.
That's impossible. And I'm like, GoDaddy, buying, you know, like,
yeah.
Like before, like just buying all this shit. and then we started the business plan. And, you know, I have always said it's literally like having a baby. From the day that I kind of started the business plan to the day we actually pulled the trigger, it was literally like 9 months to the day.
Wow. That's incredible. I asked that because when I joined in September, and one of my first appointments, I said, hey, you know, I'd like to book an appointment for this property. They go, okay, what brokerage? I say, the agency. They go, yeah, which one? I said, the only one, you know, the agency. That was
the
sick.
Agency.
And she said, that's cool. That's a cool name. I said, yeah, it's some James Bond shit right there, you know? And she was freaking out. She thought it was like the sickest name ever. And I agree. So also our merch, the swag is next. It's the best. I'll say
best
it's the
swag
best.
I agree. Best swag, period. And by the way, it's fun to wear a cool logo. You know, one of the things in terms of the logo that I'll tell you another story on the logo, which is kind of cool, is, you know, when Billy and I started this company, we started it with very little money, with zero debt, with zero investment from outside investment. So it was literally just him and I like saying, fuck, you know, let's go, right? Yeah. But one of the things that, you know, Billy wanted to do is he goes, listen, our logo, our thing, it's critical, right? Like, we need to spend money on that. And I'm like, bro, like, we can't spend money on anything, right? So he goes, no, Mo, we need to spend money on this thing. So, you know, he recommended that we hire a firm. It was an incredible firm. They did the branding for Audi and BMW. I mean, we went and hired like a major firm, yeah. Right? And it was expensive. It was like $50,000, $70,000 just to get the logo design. And I'm like, Billy, like, that's, you know, half of our entire investment, yeah. Pretty much, right? Like, how are we going to open an office? So he goes, we got to do it. We got to do it. Literally, they came back to us and they showed us three samples. And they showed us the one that you've got on your head right now.
Yeah.
First. And we're like, we don't need to see the other two. Like, that, yeah. That's it. And they're like, well, let me show you the other two. And I'm like, well, fine. But like, that's it. Like, yeah. I don't need to see the other two. And sure enough, they showed us the other two. And we're like, yeah, it's the number one. Like, so literally we paid all this money for the first one that they came up with being our logo and our brand and the whole thing and et cetera, et cetera. But I guess, you know, the lesson is you get what you pay for, right?
Yeah.
It's not about how much time and effort. It's about getting the right product.
Right. Yeah. And it's amazing. Eric and I were talking about that yesterday. He said, your merch is so much better than everyone else's. Like, your agents for once actually look cool wearing brokerage merch. That never happened, yeah. In the history of real estate. You know,
well, I was in the fashion business beforehand. Right. So there's always, I've always liked the merch.
So you get it. Yeah, you get, yeah. It. Because a lot of these, I can't even believe people leave their house with some of this shit, you know?
But that's again, now you see, again, another form of flattery. You see all kinds of brokerages, you know, now starting to copy us, right? You know, the hats. I mean, the brokerage firm never had hats, right? Like,
no.
That wasn't like their thing, right? Like the t-shirt, the this, the that, it's, you know, they had the pin,
yeah.
You know, but that's about it, right? Like, that was your swag.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, yeah, yellow jacket and a little, you know, a little logo in the corner of your thing, that was it. Little golf shirt, but yeah. That's kind of, yeah, that's all it ever was. Now we have to pivot a little to the broke agent, okay? Because I want to talk about this meeting a little bit, okay? So he said you guys met, he's very fond of you, he was gonna jump on today, and I said, listen, Eric, I said, you know, Maurizio and I are strong, powerful, handsome guys. You don't really fit in, you know? So he's on the sidelines. You know what I mean? But how was that meeting? You like
he's
Eric?
Great, man. I love Eric. Like, he had a great, I love Eric. And, you know, sometimes my busy schedule, it goes both ways. Sometimes it works to my advantage and sometimes it doesn't, but I love Eric. Apparently I actually never got back to him is what I've been hearing. After our meeting, which, you know, dumb me, I didn't even realize that, but I thought we did. And I love the man. And I just think that everything that they do, I think everything he does from the content and who he is and as a human being is just awesome. So I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, he's a good guy. It's probably best you didn't get back to him, but this will go straight to his head. So thank you for that. That's awesome. And yeah, we're very big obviously on the social, you know, aspect of things. Is that kind of where you see the industry completely going, is like all social? I mean, that's pretty much what we're looking at right now.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's a tremendous opportunity in terms of intelligence, artificial intelligence, to be able to really target market if you can start identifying what people's behaviors are and to be able to really get heavy into lifestyle marketing, right?
Yeah.
So if I know, you know, through everything that you do, right, you fill out all of your you're online and you know you're on Instagram, and in theory, you know, we know what you look at, right? You know what you're interested in, and we know what your hobbies are, you know, a water skier, a snow skier, whatever it is that you do. You fill out, you know, your clubs, you fill out your interests, you know you're on Clubhouse and you fill out all your interests, you know, all of those things. LinkedIn, what boards do you serve on philanthropy, you know, who do you, what do you support, you know, what political party do you support? All of these things, they're all out there, right? So that mm-hmm. becomes artificial intelligence. So I really do believe that that the future of real estate marketing is really, and if you're going to do it right, I mean, obviously, is you can buy an ad on AdWords or, you know, Google or Google, whatever, Boost, you know, on Facebook, yeah. whatever, right? But I believe that if a brokerage firm can figure out how to really use that artificial intelligence and really target market specific properties to a specific group of people, it doesn't matter where they are in the world, that is the future of real estate marketing.
Right.
And because now you can really get, you know, targeted. I've always loved, you know, targeted marketing, right? I also love the old fashioned, you know, marketing, which is the event marketing and the networking. I love that. I can't wait for us to be back in that world, you know, after COVID, and be able to host an event and host a party and let, you know, like-minded individuals network, you know, at one of our properties, even if other businesses are happening outside. It doesn't have to be our business. It doesn't have to be about selling or buying, you know, the particular house that you're in. It's really more about, you know, creating an event and an opportunity for people to jive, man, to network and to have fun and to build businesses and to entrepreneurs and all that kind of stuff. I love that. I hope that never goes away. The old fashioned marketing, you know, the phone call, right? The real, right? The conversations. I believe that that's going to be more and more powerful. I know that the millennials are so into texting and so into all of that stuff, but a text can be read, you know, the same text can be read, you know, seven different ways. And so there's still the art of communication that's, you know, somehow being lost. And I really hope that that is a art that is not lost, because that's what really separates great salespeople. And what we do is sell, right? And we tell story. And the way we sell is by communicating and by telling amazing stories.
Yeah.
And so to me, the art of storytelling is really an art that great salespeople have. When I say storytelling, I don't mean fictitious storytelling and lying. I'm talking about being able to communicate facts in a proper way and actually deliver the message that you're trying to deliver. So I still think that there's some of that too, but yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, I totally agree with everything you said. And like you said at the beginning of this, that's my favorite part. That's the fun part, is telling the story. I just love it. So since I got into that, and since I've started these videos, it's really starting to broaden my business as well. It's crazy what it can do, you know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you do it great. I love watching. And
thank you.
You know, I've reposted a couple already, so let's keep it going.
I appreciate it. So before we go, I do want to talk a little bit about the PLS, the Property Listing Service. It's such a cool platform. As soon as I saw Chris did something on it at our global meeting, and I just thought it was brilliant. I can't even believe it hasn't been done until now.
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant platform. And, you know, again, it's another thing that, you know, us real estate agents, we really want, right? I mean, we've gotten to a point where, again, our, you know, it started off as the private, you know, the private listing service. And we know what happened with that. You know, it was stopped by the clear cooperation policy. But the property listing service is fantastic too, because, you know, us agents, you know, we work really hard for our inventory. We want to share it with other agents, but we certainly also, you know, want to receive the leads and the people that are interested in the inventory that we worked hard to get. Yeah. You know, if they are so inclined to call us directly, we'd love to make sure we get the call, right? Rather than it going to somebody else or another agent or somewhere else. And then the client arrives thinking that they're working with the listing agent. They actually believe that, you know, if they want to work with somebody else, work with somebody else. We don't care. But if you think you're working with the listing agent, it'd be nice to actually work with the listing agent.
Right.
Right. So, you know, the PLS will not share our information with outside IDX, any sort of platforms, the Zillows of the world, you know, the realtor, you know, all of those type of things. And it's really just meant to capture that. And, you know, eventually, you know, it's, you know, can the agents, you know, we deserve to have proper representation. And I'm not 100% sure that, you know, we are being properly represented right now. I believe that right now, unfortunately, the representation that's happening for us is hindered by, you know, by money and by politics and, you know, not necessarily, you know, what for us. And it's sad. And I hope that, you know, I'm not going to try to go fight that battle. It's too big of a battle to fight, but but little by little, real estate agents could, you know, should decide what it is, what they want.
Yeah. And I mean, they're so fed up with everything else. I think this is such a great opportunity for them to really utilize this tool, because it's going to be really helpful. And it's only a matter of time before it becomes a mainstream thing. So I'm excited for you guys about it, because it's a really cool platform. So you can check that out at thepls.com and the PLS on Instagram, all that stuff. But yep. Maurizio, it's been such an honor talking to you. Finally get to kind of meet. I can't wait to meet you in person, like you said. Absolutely love. I've joined in September. Absolutely love my time here. Joining the agency, it's like getting that Willy Wonka golden ticket. You know, that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. And it's been just so great talking to you. And I'm sure we'll, you know, meet in person soon once all this passes.
I look forward to it. I thank you so much. And let's do, you know, happy to do this again with some other fun topics. Let's go turn it up a notch. And let's not talk about the agency. Let's go talk about something controversial.
Okay, I'm down. Anything.
Let's have fun. Yeah, love it.
Awesome. Thanks so much, man.